action. Gets a block. Are you kidding? Unbelievable.
You're listening to Sports Overnight.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Soon to be joined by my authorized straight up. We're talking sports and smack for the next couple of hours. We've got open phone lines all across the world. If you want to join us, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY-THIS. 1-800-878-7529. First, we take it to the City of Angels and bring in my man, Zach Attack Young. How's things in Inglewood, Zach?
Oh, they're wonderful. I mean, this Pontiac Fiero is especially comfortable tonight.
So we go from the backseat of a car in Inglewood, California, to a mansion in Hillsborough, California. Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez, how's life treating you, sir?
Fantastic, as always. I'm actually in the backseat of a limo, a little bit better than his Fiero.
So you're cruising tonight?
Yes.
Wonderful. Show in motion. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Center, where this is Sports Overnight America. I am Johnny Talk, of course, joined by my all-stars. You heard them. You can join us. We're talking sports. Charles J. will be here. Guess who will be here? The trainer and manager of Nick Diaz, the man, of course, who will take to the stage in USC 202. That's next week, of course, the 20th from Las Vegas, Nevada, taking on Conor McGregor in the main event. Straight up, lots of sports to talk about and a little smack as well. 1-800-878-PLAY-THIS. 1-800-878-7529. This is the Taco Man, live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
12 minutes past the hour, we start the What Is Hip segment with convicted pedophile and ex-Penn State football coach. Of course, I'm talking about Jerry Sandusky's in the news, folks, but unfortunately, he didn't die. He wasn't gang raped in prison. No, the 76-year-old former Penn State coach is vying for a new trial. Says he has never done anything wrong. Nothing at all. Yet he's been convicted of sexually assaulting three boys, and there are 27 other boys that Penn State has settled with. That's right. 30 cases of Sandusky and his pedophile activity at Penn State. And guess what? Iconic coach Joe Paterno, he knew in 1976, and he let it ride. Bottom line is, Joe Paterno's statue in front of Penn State should be taken down. A-Rod, my buddy A-Rod, of course, one of my favorite turds, hanging up his Yankee cleats, of course. Anyway, bottom line is Alex Rodriguez, I told you he wouldn't ride the bench next year. Wouldn't do it. Was not going to be a utility player. Of course, hasn't played much on the field this year at all. I think the Yankees, there's a conspiracy out to screw A-Rod. They don't want him. He's got 696 home runs, batting like 296. They just don't 297. They don't want him. They don't want him hitting 700 home runs. They don't want him in that club. That's why they won't give him the at-bats. This is a conspiracy against A-Rod. A-Rod, okay, he got caught. He was the only guy that got caught. He spent his time. He did his thing. Guess what? And he banged Madonna, too, right on. Well, so did Scott Cuddy and Wolf and Warren Beatty, so I guess that's no big thing. Bottom line is A-Rod being burned, of course, by the powers that be in the world of Major League Baseball. No doubt about it. Oh, how about this one? Last week, we saw the greatest 18-round round of professional golf ever shot. Of course, 58, that stunning score put forth by American Jim Farouk, of course, well on his way to a record in that tournament. And guess what? The CBS people, they didn't have it on TV. They weren't filming him. They weren't doing nothing. They realized like four or five holes left to go that this guy was going to, you know, it was going to be history. So they got it on the air the last five holes right on. Speaking of golf, where's Tiger Woods? Stick a fork in him, Dominic. He's nowhere to be found. I keep repeating myself, but he's done. Who is the king of the links right now? Jordan Spieth? Well, he remains the choke artist of 2016. Of course, choking there in the Masters. Rory McIlroy, he keeps going. And Tiger Woods. Hey, about Tiger Woods? Remember that Nike deal he did? Remember that Nike deal in the 90s? It was like millions and millions of dollars. Well, it was a sham. Nike lost their ass on that one, trying to promote a black guy playing golf. Just didn't work, folks. Couldn't sell the tennis shoes and golf shoes and all that kind of good stuff like Michael Jordan couldn't. Just couldn't do it. Speaking of being able to do things, iconic violinist Itzhak Perlman. He wore a Mets jersey while he played the national anthem this Monday before a Yankees-Mets game. Woo, he pissed off the Yankees fans. Folks, talk about a lot of New Yorkers were just hot. Of course, a lot of New Yorkers are now more Mets fans than they were Yankees fans. And I think that was brought on by the death of George Steinbrenner. Because with his death died the competitive spirit of the New York Yankees. I mean, if Georgie was still around and running things, the Yankees, they'd be competitive, if not a playoff contender. I mean, they are the real deal with Georgie. Without them, it just ain't happening. The young guys, they just don't have it. On another note, Malia Obama, the president's eldest daughter, was apparently smoking marijuana at a concert recently. I have two words for that young lady. Right on. She is on my mind. I'm being a former San Francisco policeman. She's setting a good example for the rest of the American public. Straight up, I give her some props. And I may be repeating myself, but tickle me pink. I think the former Denver Broncos quarterback, the newly acquired Houston, Texas QB, I'm talking about Brock Osweiler, Big Brock, I think he's going to shine this year. I really do. I think he's going to shine. Of course, he's coming into he's going to be the quarterback of Texas, not Tony Romo. Tony Romo, as I reported last week, fat. He probably needs 6 weeks like with Jenny Crank. I mean, not Jenny Craig, Jenny Crank, but that's the Cowboys. The Cowboys got a lot of problems with three starters on defense, suspended for drugs. Hey, guess what? Guess who died this week? The greatest Batman in history. No, seriously. The greatest Batman in history. Wait a minute, the Batman. What do I mean by that? No, not Batman and Robin, not Gotham City, not TV. I'm talking about cricket. I'm talking about Pakistan. The greatest Pakistani cricket player of all time died this week at the age of 81. I mean, he was like the Willie Mays of Pakistan. I kid you not. Hanif Muhammad died of lung cancer, the equivalent of Willie Mays or Hank Aaron. I kid you not, he was the real deal. The game of football returned to Los Angeles this week. That's right, as the Cowboys came to town to play the Los Angeles Rams at the Coliseum. And down by 10, going to the fourth quarter, the Inglewood Rams, right, the Inglewood Rams, the Hoodlum Rams. That's a hood down there, folks. That's right, white folks going into the hood to watch the football game. Yeah, it'll be happening pretty soon, of course. They'll try to straighten up the air before you know it. Like Zach said in the past, that real estate around that stadium is going to go through the roof. Straight up, the Rams are winners, of course, scoring 14 points in the final quarter over the Dallas Cowboys to win by. They were down by 10 going into the fourth quarter. Inglewood Rams scored 14 points to prevail, 24-20. Bottom line is there were some other NFL scores of the day. Of course, Seattle was 1-point winner over Kansas City at Kansas City, and the Colts were also 1-point winners over Buffalo at Buffalo, 19-18. The fourth game Saturday was Tennessee 1 at home over San Diego, 27-10. Of course, today, the 49ers at home against who? Guess who? Brock Osweiler. That's right. The 49ers are a three-point favorite at home. And, of course, the under-over is 37 points. Hey, Wimbledon. You didn't hear about this too much, but at the recent Wimbledon tournament, British tennis player Gabriella Taylor says she was poisoned by representatives of other players. She was poisoned so she couldn't make the move. She couldn't make her move. Listen, the girl has some merit to what she's saying. She was in intensive care for like 4 days. She was close to death. And guess what? Scotland Yard has launched a probe of this. They are calling it an attempted murder. I'm calling it, the Taco Man's calling it, Wimblegate. Michael Phelps, what's he won? Like 35 medals now? It's 35, 36, 30. The toast of the 2016 Olympics in Rio. No doubt about that. But he's not a favor of USC pug Ronda Rousey. Remember Ronda came on the show and said he was a dick? In Ronda's case, it takes one to know one. Bad news for the Eagles. Oh, man, the Philadelphia Eagles are hoping to stay. Carson Wentz broke his rib this week. Hairline fracture in the ribs during the team's preseason game against the Buccaneers on Thursday. Of course, he'll be out 6 weeks. Doesn't look like he's going to start the season. He only went 12 for 24 and 89 yards with an interception, but not an auspicious debut for the 23-year-old future franchise player of the Eagles. But straight up, he shall be back probably about the middle of the season. Five for worst number one picks of all time. Still the number one pick of all time. The worst number one pick of all time in the NFL. 2007, Jamarcus Russell, who should be arrested for impersonating an athlete. Of course, that was the last draft that the great Al Davis, of course, he was the Oakland Raiders owner and the American Football League founder. That's the last draft he had a play in, no doubt about it. Colin Kaepernick. Of course, he's opening this preseason day against Houston. What can I say about Colin? I don't know. Is Colin sort of an unknown commodity? This Chip Kelly offense, you know, can Kaepernick cope with it? Some people say he can't. Some people say he's a perfect quarterback for it, but I just don't know because, you know, I think he may have a little bit choke in his blood because he just can't seem to put it together. I mean, he was all there a few years ago, and he went from like a 10 to like a 4. You don't fall that fast, man, not being emotionally sharp. He's just not there. Bottom line is, I don't think he's going to be the real deal. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Cuban dictator, guess who? Fidel Castro turned 90 years old today, or yesterday. Interesting seeing President Eisenhower tried to kill him. President Kennedy tried to kill him. President Johnson tried to kill him. President Nixon tried to kill him. Jimmy Carter didn't try to kill him. George Bush tried to kill him. And he outlived all these guys. Holy cow. Holy cow. Think about that. 90 years old. Speaking of Donald Trump. Got to mention Donald Trump. Not presidential material, folks. Doesn't know spit about world affairs and wants to spread the use of nuclear weapons by supplying Japan and others with nuclear weapons? Oh, my God. You got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. Oh, how about this one? Talk about a monkey in the house. Dallas Cowboys running wide receiver Dez Bryant has given away his pet monkey of 11 months. That's right. It's been said that Dallas was making a mess in the locker room down there in Dallas, so they put him in a little zoo. But the bottom line is he was humping Bryant's girlfriend's leg. Something reserved for Mr. Bryant, so the monkey had to go. The old lady said no, and the monkey had to go. Another unarmed person of color was shot in the back this week by police. It's getting old, but the bottom line is it's sort of common. Black guys are in season when it comes to trigger-happy cops. And again, this from a former San Francisco policeman. Remember, a former San Francisco policeman. Cleveland's going to make a play this year with injured quarterback Robert Griffin, of course. Good luck with that, but, you know, Johnny Manziel failed for him. Johnny Football, speaking of Johnny Football, man, I don't know what's happening with him. I mean, every week I read more and more and more, deeper into addiction and things like that. When's he going to die? I mean, he should die. Remember his dad said he was going to die like a few months ago? He's in bad, bad trouble, man. I don't know what's going to happen with him. Speaking of happening, Andre Ward, 2004 Olympic gold medalist, was trending this week on Showtime on Yahoo for the first time ever in his career. That's right, 2004 Olympic gold medalist trending on Yahoo, of course. off that lackadaisical win last Saturday night against some hobo by the name of Brand in Oakland, California, and HBO. I mean, the fight was so lackadaisical, so uninspiring, Ward should have to refund every ticket. Ward's going to meet equally unbeaten 30-0 Sergey Kovalev, November 19th, on pay-per-view. But when I tell you about this, the Roberto Duran's manager, I'm talking about Hector Martinez, says the Andre Ward at 168 pounds could easily beat the Andre Ward at 175 pounds. Wow. Hey, who gets the most money per snap in the NFL? Think about it. Colin Kaepernick, baby, highest paid quarterback per snap. 2015 made $30,000 a snap. $15.3 million for a year. Man, that is a lot of money, isn't it? And today, in sports history, let's go through it. Bottom line is, Detroit Tigers scores 36 runs in a doubleheader versus the St. Louis Browns back in 1937. I kid you not, 1937. Hey, how about 1939? First night games ever played at Comiskey Park in Chicago. Of course, the White Sox, winners over the St. Louis Browns at night, 5-2. That's right, 1939, the first time they had lights in Chicago. Of course, Wrigley Stadium, they just got lights recently. The bottom line is, have you ever been to Wrigley? I never have. I want to go to Wrigley Stadium. Of course, the Canadian Football League played their first game ever in 1915. Straight up, this has been your Sports Overnight America Live. Johnny Talking to his All-Stars coming up next. We're talking sports here on the Sports Byline Broadcast. Now we're open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from San Francisco, I am the Taco Man.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
He's right on the world record line.
Fujimori in lane one moved up to fourth, but it's Phelps, Pereira, Lochte. Brazil looking for a medal. The crowd deafening here.
The champion is leading. He's had a very big campaign. Pereira is throwing everything at him, but Phelps is increasing the lead, increasing the stroke rate.
There has never been a better swimmer. The most decorated swimmer is miles ahead. Michael Phelps, extraordinary yet again.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Michael Phelps, man, he's like I say, 90 years old. He can swim until he's like 95 and still win gold medals. Of course, this is his retirement swan song, according to Michael Phelps. Now we go to, of course, to my main man. I'm talking about Zach Attack Young. And Zach, before we bring in Dominic, we got to play his theme music. You know, I got to ask you this: with the Rams in town today, was there a bit of excitement in Tinseltown?
Oh, yeah. Pedro, I don't know if you know, 91,000 people showed up to this preseason game at the Coliseum.
Is that a record for a preseason game? I would think so, huh?
It seems like it. I mean, that's a ridiculous amount of people. That's more than most people at like a regular NFL game.
Right on, Los Angeles. Run the music. Ladies and gentlemen, from the back seat of his Bentley, his Rolls Royce. I don't know what he's driving tonight. Of course, he's got a chauffeur driving. High tech as he is, 21st century. Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. Dom, you didn't go to the Olympics, but you can bring us up to date on the Olympics. Go for it.
Definitely. I think the only two people in the world that might be doing better than I am are Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky. But they have definitely been the darlings of the Olympics, the United States, imposing their will as they seemingly do every Olympiad. They've got 60 total. The next closest is China at 41, and the U.S. dominating with 24 gold medals. Doing it, and it's in theory only going to get better because now we move to track and field where the Chinas and the Great Britons are just nowhere near as close to the high caliber of the American athletes there. So Team USA, I think it's safe to say they've wrapped up the medal count already.
Zach, we didn't need to stack the deck by putting our best basketball players down there, the NBA guys, did we? I mean, come on.
Well, they're putting their best. I mean, it's not our fault that their best aren't as good as our best.
No, what I'm trying to say is, you know, we're talking about the best players in the entire world. And I'll go back to this. I don't believe in professional athletes playing in the Olympics and amateur sports. Dom, go back to it, man. What else is happening down there in Rio besides unsavory water?
It's funny, that's actually been quite the storyline, is even some of the pool waters, the diving waters, changed from the crystal clear blue we're accustomed to a bit of a murky tint of green because of some algae causing the building and the pool to smell like farts. It's apparently safe for the athletes, but it's seemingly one thing after another, despite the safety being guaranteed, that it's kind of always something with the Olympics. We've seen tons of photos being tweeted by athletes of their rooms in the Olympic Village seemingly in shambles, you know, sinks falling apart, tiling on the floor everywhere. But I will say it's been an entertaining Olympics to watch. We've seen Michael Phelps in his last Olympics. He finished after his event, the 4x100 medley on Saturday night, 23 total gold medals, 28 career medals. It's an absolute, you know, I can say honor. I think that's even underselling it a little bit. It's been fantastic to see just what Michael Phelps has been able to do in a pool.
Zach, if this guy can shine like this at his age and win all these gold medals, why not come back one more time in Tokyo in 4 years?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he did. I know he keeps saying that this is the last one, but that has to be tempting. I mean, you got to think that he'd still be able to compete and win a couple medals even in 2020.
How would you weigh in on that, Cadwallader?
I think it's entirely possible, but we've kind of seen, despite how well he's done this games, we've seen kind of pieces of the armor being damaged at times. For Phelps, there were a couple clips of him struggling to get out of the pool, but I will say Michael Phelps has put on a superhuman, Superman-like performance, especially when he, I think, ran two races in the span of about 30 minutes. Michael Phelps is indeed the Superman of the water.
Zach, that was quite emotional when we got that gold medal. I mean, that was that last gold medal. I mean, it was sort of like, wow, that was heavy. I've never seen anybody get... How can I put this? I've seen a lot of guys get medals. George Foreman win the gold medal in Mexico City, of course. That was an upset in him coming from the same gym as myself and Newman's gym in San Francisco. So that was a big thing. But Michael Phelps, that was very emotional, him taking that gold medal.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he really does think that this is going to be the last one. And I know he keeps saying that, and he is definitely getting up there. He's one of the oldest swimmers this year. There's guys that are like half his age competing against him in these swimming events.
And they're And Dominic, he says that he's never been in a clean competition his entire life. In other words, he believes that every competition he's entered has been there have been guys cheating on drugs in it, and he's overcome that.
Yeah, and if that actually, if any of that does hold true, then all the more power to Michael Phelps that not only is he beating all of these competitors handily, he's doing it, and if they've got a little bit of extra, more power to him. It's absolutely incredible and impressive what Michael Phelps' career and what he's been able to accomplish.
Cadwallader, do you know numbers? Would you have bankrolled the 2016 Games of Rio if you were the country of Brazil?
In theory, it would have been completely fine. You know, you think you're going to get all the tourism and all that kind of stuff, but there's been a track record of the long-term stability of cities and countries that host the Olympics where the Olympics has done more harm than good. So I think knowing what I do know about the history of the cities after an Olympics, I would have said no. But I think in the short term, it's got to help just because of the amount of people they're bringing in. We're talking thousands of athletes from around the world. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of fans that you wouldn't normally get at this time of the year. So in the short term, I think they're okay. If there's a little bit of stability government-wise, I think the long term they'll be able to manage because they do have the sports infrastructure in Brazil that a lot of these buildings won't go to waste. So
But they're bankrupt. They're bankrupt. The country's bankrupt. The president's being impeached. She's been replaced. I mean, this country's in turmoil.
Yeah, that's why I said if they can achieve some government stability, I think the Olympics long term will be of help. That's what
okay.
I'm saying.
I'm going back to when San Francisco, I believe they hosted the America's Cup here a few years ago. The city lost their ass on that. I mean, you know, I just don't get it. I don't know why we have to spend money in countries like this, you know, Brazil, when you've got all those poor people in. I mean, you've seen the barrios of Brazil. They're the worst ghettos in the entire. I mean, can you think of I can't think of a place that has worse ghettos on this entire planet. Can you?
Well, I mean, you've got every country that doesn't even have enough money to have a ghetto. So I think they might be doing a little bit worse where it's just space. But to your point, I understand the America's Cup not bringing in the revenue, but you also got to remember the fanfare associated with the America's Cup is going to be nowhere near something of the Olympics or even the Super Bowl, because I know San Francisco did actually very well with the Super Bowl. So I understand what you're trying to say, but you got to remember how many people are actually going to go watch boat racing in San Francisco. The amount of fanfare that they're going to attract globally or stateside or even just locally is you can't really compare it to something that has the magnitude of a World Cup, an Olympics, or a Super Bowl.
Okay, I'll ask you this question as we're talking money. The military spends $100 million to send the Flying Angels here, the Blue Angels, have them do all that flying over San Francisco. Is that worth it?
I think revenue that-wise, that is an event that people do love going, and I guarantee more people go out to Fleet Week to see that kind of stuff than they did to go watch America's Cup. I don't know if $100 million, if they're making that kind of money back, but I do think it's a way better investment than America's Cup and the money and infrastructure that was needed to be instilled for that.
Every year it pisses off every dog in the Bay Area plus everybody with PTSD.
Absolutely, but as somebody who has neither of those, I can enjoy what they do during Fleet Week.
Are you surprised that Dez Bryant gave up his monkey? I mean, this is big news in Dallas.
No, I'm not surprised. There was talk of it last year where he was going to have to give it up because of laws in Dallas and all that kind of stuff, so it's not surprising that he finally had to give the monkey up.
Zach Attack Young, of course, myself, the Taco Man, Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez in the house. We're going to leave Charles J. on deck this week. We're going to leave him off. We'll let him have the night off. We'll have Charles J. have the night off. Lots of things to talk about. Of course, hour number two, we're going to get deep in the world of mixed martial arts and MMA. We'll bring in, of course, J.R. Ross. Man, he was like the iconic broadcaster in wrestling for so many years. Now he's in boxing and doing MMA. He's doing boxing on CBS. I kid you not, the guy's all over the place. Bottom line is he's got a new app out there. It's called FITE. That's Fight. FITE, showing boxing, MMA, and professional wrestling on this app. It's free of charge. And he's getting 500,000 downloads a week. More power to him. J.R. Ross and Cesar Gracie, the trainer of Nick Diaz. Of course, Nick Diaz in the main event, UFC 202. That is the 20th of August, live from Las Vegas. In the main event against Conor McGregor. McGregor and Diaz, the rematch, UFC 202. This is Sports Byline.
Belts on the left, LeClaw on the right, looking really good. good on that first turn. Again, I talked about the details and how important it was to nail those turns. That 100 turn right there was important for him to get in there. And then the 150 turn, you know what he's done in the past. Time and time again, he goes deep enough, gets underneath that wave. He did not go too far, so I know he was probably starving for oxygen. I thought that was great strategy because he was able to nail that stroke at the end. And there he comes at the end. We had Wonder Woman a minute ago. Now we've got Superman coming into the wall.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
So can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the porch.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
The NFL season is off and rolling for 2016. I'm happy because I think this is probably the last year I'm going to watch football. I'm just kidding. I'm getting scared. I'm sorry, folks. I'm watching guys on TV and they're talking about brain damage this week and brain damage. I mean, every time I turn around, it's brain damage in contact sports, be it combat sports, boxing, MMA, or the NFL. The bottom line is, I think contact sports might be on a slippery slope here as far as the medical teams are concerned here in the US of A. Bottom line is, time to talk NFL, of course. A couple of games today. Dominic, take it away, my brother.
All right, taking a quick look at week one preseason. The Seahawks beat the Chiefs 17-16. The Colts beat the Bills 19-18. Tennessee loses to the Chargers, wins against the Chargers, 27-10. And Dallas loses to Los Angeles 28-24. The return to Los Angeles, and I had Zach Attack. I gave him the money to get the tickets to go. Zach, how was the game?
Oh, it was a great game. You know, the Rams were victorious, of course. As you know, they're undefeated in LA after coming back, so that's a good sign.
Give me some stats, Zach. What happened in the game?
Well, I mean, it was 28-24, so they won by 4 points. on the Cowboys side, Whitehead, their running back, had 101 yard. He had a 101 yard kick return, so that's pretty crazy that he actually managed to get that. And in terms of the game itself, you know, Todd Gurley had a big impact on the game. He's one of the top running backs in the league. Case Keenum was the one who started, so Jared Goff was not playing in this one. And you know, he was 6 of 7 for 58 yards. Not too much to go by. Dak Prescott, you know, the Cowboys, they got Romo injured and they have their backup quarterback injured, so they had to go to Dak Prescott. And he did okay in the game, but I mean, it's not exactly an ideal scenario when you have your fourth string quarterback starting role.
You were hesitating there, Zach. Did you go to the game or did you sell the tickets? I mean, because those were box tickets. You had four of them. Do you have any pictures of you on the box?
I had to sell the tickets. All right, I had.
Dominic, are you listening to this?
Last time I give you guys anything.
Good Lord, four boxes. How much you get for them, Zach?
I actually just traded them for another tire for this Fiero. So.
Oh, my God. Poor Zachary. Okay, football season off and rolling. Dominic, you want to take this another direction? Big D?
Yeah, we'll switch things here. We're talking about football. Tim Tebow's kind of been an enigma. We talk about all these young quarterbacks. The Eagles have Carson Wentz, Tebow, former Eagles quarterback. But if we're going to switch gears here, we'll go baseball, and I'm going to keep the theme going with Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow, he's long. Oh, he's going to try to come an NFL comeback. He's going to hold a tryout session and try to impress people. Well, Tim Tebow this week set up another practice session, another showcase, if you will, this time for MLB teams. Tim Tebow, former high school star baseball player. He was reportedly almost drafted by a few teams coming out of high school, chose to go with football. Well, Tim Tebow now is going to try to become a professional baseball player some, 10 years after he was super successful in high school. He looks like he's got a good swing, but realistically, I don't think he'll be pulling a Bo Jackson here and transitioning to the world of baseball.
Not a Deion Sanders either.
Nope, I don't think that's going to be the case either. We've had some other big headlines, though. You mentioned A-Rod. He's officially been released. He's played his last game as a Yankee. Mark Teixeira.
Well, time out. Was there a conspiracy against A-Rod to not let him get to 700 home runs?
I don't think it was a conspiracy.
Oh!
I'm just sick of him already. And I think they were mainly not looking forward to the media and the hoopla that was going to come with it, especially since he hadn't been playing lately. So I don't think the 700 was really the big thing there.
Zach, did they promise him the elevator and give him the shaft?
It sounds like that's what they did. I honestly think that this isn't going to be his last game, though. I think he's going to end up playing for, the Marlins next year or something like that.
Because National League, he's probably not going to go to with those old legs of his. Let's talk about the National League West. Of course, San Francisco on top, 66-50. That is their record right now. They are one game ahead of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Zach, how's things down there as far as the Dodgers are going? I mean, any chance of Kershaw coming back here in 2016 or what?
Kershaw coming back, if he does come back, I don't think it'll be till the end of the year, you know, so that's not going too well. But, I mean, the Dodgers are staying afloat. You know, they got some good pickups actually from the Bay, you know. They got Josh Reddick as their outfielder now, and they sent Puig down to the minors, so that's going to be interesting to see.
Okay, Dominic, I'm going to put you on the spot here. What's happening with this anemic or this Giants offense? What's happening with that? This non-existent Giants offense. Bruce Bochy must not be sleeping at night.
Well, it's funny that you say Bruce Bochy must not be sleeping, because Bruce Bochy's actually was in the hospital this past week.
Yeah.
So he's not feeling very well, and I'm sure the Giants are not helping. Yeah, you know, it's one of those weird slumps where the entire lineup is just not hitting. You know, Denard Span has not been the leadoff hitter that they were hoping to get. Eduardo Nunez, who was playing so well with Minnesota, hasn't had much of an impact outside of maybe one or two games for them. Brandon Crawford and Brandon Belt are really the only ones doing any kind of hitting. Buster Posey not doing a whole lot. Hunter Pence looks completely lost at the plate since he's come back from his hamstring injury. I'd fathom he's got maybe 20 strikeouts since he's come back, and he's only been back about a week and a half, 2 weeks. So I think this is one of those things where the Giants are just slumping and they'll bounce back. And if the hitters start picking things up, the pitching has been surprisingly very, very good lately. They've lost a lot of games, you know, 1-0, 2-1, 2-0. So the pitching's been there. If they can just get any semblance of hitting, I think they'll be okay.
Isn't this about timing, though? Because the Giants struggled a few years ago, and then they pulled off that late September charge and ended up winning the World Series. I mean, when they did the wild card thing. So it's all about timing. The Giants don't have to peak right now. They have to peak in about 4 weeks, right?
No, completely agreed. And, you know, baseball is such a long season that every team is going to go through peaks and valleys. Right now, the Giants are in a hitting valley. A little bit earlier to begin the season, they were in a pitching valley, and that's come up, and they were hitting really well, so that was compensating for the less-than-stellar pitching. Zach can attest to it. The Dodgers have had their own set of valleys where the pitching has been terrific at times, and the hitting's been terrific, and that's seemingly flopped. So things like this happen in baseball. It's going to happen over the course of a summer, over 162 games. Things are not going to be clicking all the time, but if you can get them to really start clicking everything together, you know, late August and September, that's when you're going to be in good shape. And the Giants are a veteran enough team to where I think that is something that they'll be able to do when they need to.
Dodgers are 27-28 on the road. That's probably their low light. Bottom line is Chicago Cubs, of course, National League Central. They're on top. Actually, by 13 games over St. Louis. St. Louis coming in at 61-56. The Cubbies are 73-42. Are the Cubbies that good, Zach?
I think they are. I mean, you know, they've been building up that roster for a couple of years, and you're really seeing the effects of that now. They're a great team, and that's a team that you could definitely see in the World Series this year, possibly.
No more dominant team in baseball right now than the Cubs. 13 games, Dominic.
No, I'm in complete agreement with you and Zach. The Cubs have been phenomenal. There was a little lull there where it looked like the wheels were a little rickety. I'm not going to even say close to falling off.
Oh.
But the Pirates were about five games back, and it was like, okay, maybe the Cubs are a little vulnerable, more vulnerable than we thought. And in their last 10 games, they've gone 9-1 and just completely shut all of us up. So their addition of Aroldis Chapman is definitely – it just proves their depth and their minor league strength where – they can outbid all of these other teams and not be hurt by it in the long term because there's just so many prospects. They traded their top shortstop prospect, Gleyber Torres. Well, guess what? Unless he changed positions, he wasn't really going to sniff the major leagues because they've got young Addison Russell at short. So the Cubs, like Zach said, have been spending years really building up this system. Most of the guys are in the majors right now. And everybody else is surplus to requirement, and they can go out and get those missing pieces like an Aroldis Chapman. Theo Epstein has done a phenomenal job with the Cubs this year, and if they win the World Series and end that drought, it will honestly not surprise me one bit.
Of course, we'll finish off with the National League. Of course, in the National League East, the Washington Nationals on top, 68-47. Pretty good. They're up by 8.5 games over Miami. I guess that seems like a foregone conclusion. Nationals are probably the best team or the second best team in the National League outside of the Cubs, Dominic?
Yeah, you know, I think the Nationals and the Giants have really been jockeying for second place in the National League this year. The Giants have beaten the Cubs and the Nats head to head. The Nats right now have a better record, a much more comfortable lead than the Giants. And I think that's the key thing is the Giants, no matter how good they are, they're going to consistently have to fight off the Dodgers because the Dodgers are that good of a team. Also, you look at the Cubs, they're in a division. The second place is only five games over 500. So while it is the Cubs and they have plenty of, you know, the Cardinals, while they have plenty of postseason experience, they've won titles in the last few years. Nobody can compete right now with these top teams like the Dodgers can. So I think the Giants, if they can get into the playoffs, they'll be in good shape. I think if the Dodgers get into the playoffs, they'll be in good shape. And if they either team can get past the wild card round, I think their number two starters for both teams are good enough to get the team on the right foot in the first round, in the first game of the division series.
Zach, 91,000 people at the Coliseum for this L.A. Rams game. Can the Dodgers keep on the front page with the Rams pulling 91,000 people and coming back to town?
You know, I think the Dodgers can keep on the front page if they keep winning, but I don't know. The Rams are the latest attraction, and if they can be successful like they were today, I mean, I know it's just preseason, but they could carry that over into the season. I don't know. I mean, I think LA has kind of shown that football is going to be bigger than people thought here.
No doubt about it. Open phone lines all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. After the break, we'll come back. We'll talk American League, of course. American League is off and running as well, but, you know, Major League Baseball coming down to that, you know, that point in the season where the men stand up and the boys sit down. Who's standing up? Who's sitting down? We'll talk American League after the break. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man. On the other side of the glass is the guy that conquered Madonna. I'm talking about Scott Cuddy. On the line from Southern California, of course, from the backseat of his Pontiac Ferrero, 1984 at that. That great Zach Attack Young, and from the backseat of his Bentley, somewhere in the Bay Area, via Wi-Fi. I'm talking about the great Cadwallader Jimenez. We are Johnny Talking to All Stars live on Sports Byline.
Double twisting, double back, and that's the landing.
Perfect stick.
One pass to go.
At the end of this tumbling pass, Simone Biles may land among the very best ever.
Get her another gold medal, because she is the all-around champion, and in my mind, the greatest ever.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Boom.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Unbelievable. With about 40 games left in the 2016 Major League Baseball season, we look at the American League. We start off with the American League East, of course, on top, Toronto 66-51. Of course, they are a half game over the Baltimore Orioles. Boston's in third place, two games back. The Yankees are 5.5 back. And Tampa Bay, they're 19 back. So I guess we can sort of get rid of Tampa Bay there. The Yankees, though, are 5.5 back. Bottom line is, I got to ask you first, Dominic, Toronto and Baltimore, they're pretty good. Two good teams there side by side. But I'm going to go back to my opening monologue on George Steinbrenner and the Yankees. The Yankee boys, the Suns have failed to produce winners, haven't they? Miserably?
I think they've won one title since he passed, which is obviously unacceptable by Yankee standards. Good for most other teams. But I think what's different is they have tried in the past few years to go out and get the big free agent, but they've misspent the money. They've went and got guys like Mark Teixeira, who was already almost at the decline of his career. He's actually retiring at the end of the year. They've spent big money on Jacoby Ellsbury, big money on CC Sabathia, big money on Brett Gardner. So they have continued the trend of spending over the last 10 years.
If we're going to get in all the three leagues here, the three divisions in the next minute and a half, you're going to have to cut that a little bit short. Toronto and Baltimore on top of the AL East. Okay, let's switch to the AL Central. Cleveland on top of the 66-48 record, five games ahead of Detroit. How's Detroit look this year? Are they going to make a run at Cleveland, Zach?
Yeah, they might. I mean, you know, Cleveland has been a solid team, but I don't know. It's always hard to believe that the Indians are really going to go too far. There's just that I don't know.
How can you say that after the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the old Golden State Warriors for the title and, of course, Stipe Miocic beat for the USC title? Let's switch to the American League West. Of course, Texas on top, 69-49. They are 6.5 games over Seattle. What's happening there, Dominic, in the AL West?
I think Texas is going to easily win that division. Unfortunate news for Texas, though. Prince Fielder is having to retire because of a medical injury. He had a second neck surgery, spinal fusion, so the doctors have told him he can no longer play Major League Baseball.
That is sad. Hour number two still to come. See why I had to cut Dominic short there? Man, I'm on the clock. This is the Sports Byline Network. I am the Taco Man, live from the Sports Byline Grill, the multi-million-dollar studios in the city by the bay. Of course, we have open phone lines. You can join us for hour number two, Sports Overnight America, Johnny Taco's version, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Byline, live from San Francisco. I am the Taco Man. Stay tuned. Hour number two, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, still to come right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
And a mom and another man were shot and killed earlier today in Queens, New York, outside a mosque.
Responding officers from the 106 precinct arrived to the scene and discovered a 64-year-old male and a 55-year-old male with gunshot wounds to the head.
Deputy Inspector Henry Sautner says a suspect ran away from the scene, but they don't believe the men were targeted. Police say no one has been shot after gunshots fired inside a mall in Raleigh, North Carolina. The Crabtree Valley Mall placed on lockdown today while police secured the area. A store owner said he saw two men arguing in the food court, and one of them pulled out a gun and began shooting. The store owner said he heard as many as four shots. Police evacuated hundreds of people, and there are reports of trampling injuries due to the people running out of the mall. Police have no suspects yet. This is USA Radio News.
How many times have you asked yourself, what's the point? After reading some off-the-wall social media post where quality of content takes a backseat to quantity of clicks. Now we're doing something about that. Introducing The Point at westernjournalism.com. I'm Norval Rose, executive editor at The Point. Our clear, concise, compelling content will get you right to the point in each and every post. Smartly presented, sharply defined. You'll see what really matters. Content with perspective and purpose. We promise a bold voice and viewpoint, fearless commentary, insight, and analysis. The Point is your conservative compass, true to the principles and virtues of honest-to-goodness American values. We will honor your time and respect your intelligence. Together, we'll make a difference. And that's The Point at westernjournalism.com.
New York State police say four people have been injured in a lightning strike in the resort town of Lake George. The lightning strike today happened a day after five people were struck by lightning in Poughkeepsie. One of the Poughkeepsie victims died earlier today. Louisiana's governor says National Guard soldiers and other rescuers in boats and helicopters have plucked more than 1,000 people from their homes and cars as unprecedented historic flooding swamped Louisiana. Three people now reported as dead. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
Asking everyone to simply evacuate if you're supposed to do that, if you're being advised to do that. Stay off the road if you don't have to, and if you're going to be on the road, be extremely cautious.
In other news, the most decorated Olympian of all time says he's ready to call it a career.
I'm not going four more years.
Michael Phelps making it clear that last night's 100-meter butterfly final was the last individual race he'll swim. This is USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this. You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
While Zika remains just a concern in most of America, one state is already dealing with an outbreak of the mosquito-borne virus. Here's an update from USA's Chris Barnes.
Florida has three new cases of Zika, three more that they believe were locally transmitted, not related to travel, and it brings the total of non-travel-related infections in that state to 28. The three new infections in Miami-Dade County. The other cases were in Leon, Orange, and Palm Beach counties. State health officials also say there are 10 new travel-related Zika cases in the state, including the first in Sarasota County. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There are reports of another hack on computer systems operated by the Democratic Party. A hacker known as Guccifer 2.0 reportedly released a list of mobile phone numbers, passwords, and email addresses of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. A committee official says they are working with law enforcement in the investigation. And actor Kenny Baker, best known for playing R2-D2 in six Star Wars movies, beginning with the 1977 original, has died at the age of 81 after a long illness. Baker, who was 3 feet 8 inches tall, performed as R2-D2 in scenes where the droid was required to show more animation. In other scenes, the robot was unmanned and remote controlled. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Overnight Weekend.
$1 million Sports Byline Studios on Broadway in the city by the bay. San Francisco, California. We call it North Beach. I call it the waterfront. Bottom line is the most expensive real estate in the entire world as I sit here in these Sports Byline Studios. Of course, open phone lines. If you'd like to join myself and the All-Stars, we'll talk about Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. Of course, Zach Attack Young. The phone lines are open and they're toll-free, so it won't cost you a dime. You might get embarrassed, though, if you get punked. I'm sorry. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hour number one was fun, but hour number two is going to rock and roll. We'll talk a lot of MMA, of course. The USC trainer extraordinaire, manager extraordinaire, the manager of Nick Diaz, of course, taking on Conor McGregor, August the 20th, USC 202. He'll be here, as will J.R. Ross. He talk about the wrestling and, of course, the boxing icon, the broadcasting icon, JR will be, of course. JR is talking about his new app, FITE. That's Fight, FITE. That's his new app, of course, bringing you MMA, professional wrestling, and boxing. That's right, JR Ross here on Sports Byline. Open phone lines all across America, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Johnny Taco returns with his All-Stars right after this, live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
More than a second and a half she was at that final turn, ahead of her own world record. Oh, she may be like a rock climber, but speed it up times 10. She looks like a bird taken off the water now. Still ahead of that world record by a full second. She's going to break it. There she goes.
We all stood in amazement 4 years ago in the 800 free, and everybody in this arena doing the same as Katie Ledecky smashes her own world record. Carlin gets the silver, Smith the bronze, and as expected, Ledecky is on her way to history at these Rio Games.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I want to be a bird.
Bringing back the All-Stars at 12 and a half minutes past hour, hour number two, of course, two of two here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Each and every Saturday, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars invade your space, or you can invade our space, whatever you want to call it. The bottom line is we're here for 2 hours, 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's Saturday nights. Of course, that's live on the West Coast. Of course, live on the East Coast, 1 a.m. Eastern time, the only live network show in the continental USA, talking sports and smack, of course. And this hour, we're going to open things up a little MMA, a little pro wrestling a little bit later, of course, with Cesar Gracie, trainer extraordinaire of Nick Diaz, who will be in the main event at UFC 202 against Conor McGregor. And, of course, J.R. Ross, the man, of course, the iconic broadcaster from MMA, boxing, of course, professional wrestling. He's got his own brand new app out. It's called FITE with MMA, boxing, and, of course, pro wrestling on it. It's all for free. Check it out. FITE, that's J.R. Ross's app. Now, I'll get to my first question. The first question goes to Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. In 1976, Bruce Jenner won the decathlon, the Olympic gold medal. It was considered the study Olympics. Now, in 2016, he's a woman. And 40 years from now, can you see Michael Phelps having a sex change?
No.
No. Dominic, you don't think so. What about you, Zach?
Yeah, I definitely think that will happen.
You can see that happening. So, Zach, you would take that turn. I can't believe you went that way. He's so straight. But then again, Bruce Jenner was so straight. Bruce Jenner was the animal of animals, you guys. So you guys weren't alive back then, okay? But he was the animal of animals. I mean, this guy was like Wilt Chamberlain, Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier. He was like a 175-pound gorilla. He was so tough, so strong, nothing could stop him. And now he's a woman.
Yeah, I mean, these things happen sometimes. And I can't see – Michael Phelps might want to compete with Katie Ledecky. I mean, he might be looking over there like, I wonder if I could beat her.
Tell me this, Dominic. Why is Hope so low? Why does she turn out to be like the scourge of the Olympics? Was it the bee nets and all that kind of stuff she was wearing before she got there or what?
Yeah, so heading into the Olympics, the entire country of Brazil hated Hope Solo because of the Zika comments she made and all that kind of stuff. She heard plenty of boos once when the U.S. was playing in group play, And then in their final group game, Shub really struggled. U.S. barely won. So now the people of Rio or wherever they were playing in Brazil had more reason to mess with her. And now they lost to, they lose to Sweden Friday afternoon. They lose to Sweden on penalty kicks in the quarterfinals. So for the first time, they did not reach the medal games in the Olympics for the first time in the national team women's history. And then after the game, Hope Solo says, "The best team did not win." I don't have a problem with her saying that. But then she continued and said, "Sweden played like cowards. We played a bunch of cowards." So Hope Solo, I understand the heat of the moment. This was said right after the game. She lost. She had made two saves in the penalty kick period. But man, just Hope Solo just continues to stick her foot in her mouth. And the way she played, I think maybe she might come back for the World Cup. I don't expect to see Hope Solo netting the goal for the U.S. women's national team too much longer.
What about sponsorships and making some money, Zach? This chick going to make a few bucks?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure she'll make money, you know, but I don't know. I mean, it might be to the point where it's kind of like she might be more trouble than she's worth, you know, for the U.S. team. They might not really want to keep someone around like that because she's had a lot of issues off the field.
Interesting, interesting. Of course, we're talking sports here. Open phone lines all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Alex Rodriguez had in a party last night, and there was a network invitation here for somebody from the network. Dom, how come nobody attended this party in New York City? Of course, A-Rod went out with a bang, of course, playing his last game with the Yankees. With Spike Lee was there, and Jamie Foxx was there, just to name two of the celebs. How come nobody from the network was there?
Oh, why do you think I'm mobile right now? The network was represented.
You're there?
I'm just saying, I'm mobile, and it was last night.
So the bottom line is you're not cruising around the Bay Area, you're cruising around the Big Apple?
It's entirely possible I may be going to A-Rod's home in the Hamptons or not.
Interesting. Of course, A-Rod is, of course, going to come back, I believe, next year in the American League. He'll sign with another team. He'll play for a lot less money. Are you on the same page, you and me, Zach, on that one, Zach, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see – I think if you don't think that's going to happen, I don't know what you're thinking, honestly.
You know, I'm going to run something at you. You were rapping on Cleveland earlier, the Cleveland Indians. Let me tell you what Cleveland's done this year. Cleveland's won the NBA title. And, of course, they overcame the odds makers. They beat the odds in the Golden State Warriors in game number 7 with momentum on their side over here at Golden State. And then Stipe Miocic pulls an upset over Fabrice Verdum and wins the USC World Heavyweight Championship. Now the Cleveland Indians seem to be their contenders in this net. I think Cleveland's starting to make a turn for this, man. Cleveland's starting to shake that stigma that they had of being losers. I think they're going to turn out – this is going to be a good year for Cleveland, Dominic.
I think it very well could be. Cleveland has, I think, one of the better chances to win in the American League. And that just, you know, piled on with Miosic's win, LeBron's dramatic win. It's not even just that they won. It was a dramatic win. But then you look at the Cleveland Browns, and it really makes you think that the continued success of 2016 really lies with the Cleveland Indians.
Well, okay. You don't have to give Robert Griffin III that much of a chance of being successful here?
Oh, I think Robert Griffin actually will be successful. I'm just looking at top to bottom. The team, they're not good enough, and the division is too strong. You've got three potential playoff teams in that division that they're going to have to play a combined 6 times. I just don't see the Browns making the leap from, you know, 4 wins or whatever it was last year to playoff team this year. I think they'll be improved. I don't know how many wins that'll result in, but I think they will be a little better.
In October this year, you guys, the network has me going to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is now a disaster zone as far as the Zika virus is concerned. Dom, is there a reason why I'm going to Puerto Rico and not somebody else? I mean, I've been here 30 years.
Oh, I understand the history involved with boxing in Puerto Rico. I thought you would enjoy it.
With the Zika virus being an epidemic?
It was booked before it got to Puerto Rico, Taco.
Oh, my God. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Taking a turn towards the NFL. Of course, the NFL season just off and running. The 49ers are going to play later today. And, of course, the 49ers, not all that impressive. But we'll see what happens with this Chip Kelly offense. What do you want to see in this first display of the Chip Kelly offense, Dominic?
Well, the first thing I want to see is if how many, you know, delay of games they're going to have. I understand that it's the fast-paced offense to help prevent that, but I want to see how well these guys handle actual gameplay with this offense. It is one thing to get practice reps, but you've heard it time and time again from every professional athlete in every sport. There's nothing like real-time game reps. So I want to see how they transition. I want to see how the quarterback snaps play out. So far in training camp, it sounds like Blaine Gabbert's got an advantage over Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick doesn't seem to quite have that same kind of swagger, that edge that he's had the last few years. So I want to see how things play out.
Zach, has Colin Kaepernick, let's just be honest, Colin Kaepernick is he's probably peaked, hasn't he?
I mean,
he's 28 years old now, but he's probably peaked, man. I mean, come on. He's looked like garbage ever since he came 5 yards away from winning the Super Bowl, and he's looked like garbage since.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely see where you're coming from. He still seems young to have peaked already, but that is possible. And I mean, the reports coming out now is that, you know, his arm's getting tired. He's having trouble with his arm, and that's not really a good sign.
Not a good sign. Has he peaked already, Dominic?
I think so. Although, if somebody's going to rejuvenate his career, it's definitely going to be Chip Kelly and that offense.
Next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, folks, we'll bring in, of course, the trainer of one of the most, exciting fighters in the world of mixed martial arts, Nick Diaz, a former Strike Force champion, the man that never got an even shot at the UFC. They bring him in at the last minute, and what happens? He upsets the apple cart. Straight up, Nick Diaz's trainer and manager. Talk about Cesar Gracie next up here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. After that, we'll be joined by J.R. Ross, and the guys come back at about 55 minutes past the hour, and they'll tell me something I don't know. At least they better. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California.
Of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you. Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
We welcome an iconic figure in the world of sports, folks, to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. He is J.R. Ross, of course, a iconic figure in both wrestling, boxing, MMA. He's got this new app out. What's it called, J.R., a fight app? What's talk to me about that.
Well, thanks for having me on, first of all. Appreciate it very much. The Fight app is spelled F-I-T-E. Fight app is a free app that you can, if you have a smart device and Wi-Fi, you're in the game. The app, as I mentioned, is free, and when you download it, you can get all kinds of boxing content, small boxing promotions, big boxing promotions, MMA events, some pay-per-view MMA events, a lot of free. If you're a pro wrestling enthusiast, then you can watch a litany of pro wrestling on it for free and some pay-per-views. But what it does, it gives the promotions who don't have a national TV contract, but they have a nice promotion, they want to get their product exposed on a video. It gives you that opportunity to do so through the Fight app. So it's F-I-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's the investment is nothing. It's free. There's a lot of free content on there, and then there's a lot, also you can access a ton of various pay-per-view events on there as well. So it's really worked out well, and again, all you need is a smart device, iPhone, tablet, what the heck, and Wi-Fi, and you're in the game. So you can watch these shows. If you're traveling like I do and your hotel's got Wi-Fi, which all of them do pretty much anymore, and if they don't, you need to stay somewhere else. You know. So, you know, be feared for your safety. But seriously, you can certainly, if you're on the road and you want to watch something that other than just regular TV, you got it right there in the palm of your hand.
You know what's funny is that I've gotten hip to the phone of late, but I'm a smartphone dumb user. I mean, because this phone does a million different things, and I've only figured out about three or four.
Me too, man.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty crazy. J.R. Ross, our guest, of course, Mr. Wrestling, Mr. Boxing now with CBS Sportsnet?
Yes, huh? Yep.
Is that working out good for you?
Yeah, it's a new adventure. I went into it with my eyes wide open. I was always a boxing fan. Some of my fondest memories of growing up with my dad in Oklahoma was, you know, actually listening to boxing on the radio and then the occasional TV broadcast. We watched Friday Night Fights with Don Dumphy every Friday night.
Yeah.
You know, sponsored by Gillette Super Blue Blades show. And so it really kind of reconnects me to my father in a way that most people might not understand. But I went in it with my eyes open. I respect the sport. I study hard. I love the fighter meetings because I find out more about the fighters there, obviously, about their life and who they are. You know, we don't have the biggest named stars on these fights. They're young guys. They're hungry. They want to be stars. A lot of them got good records. They just have a long resume. So I try to find out about them as a human being so that I can relay that to the viewer and help the viewer hopefully make a more emotional investment in who these kids are that are in there beating the hell out of each other trying to earn their way and make a living.
Isn't it good, though, now that Al Heyman has brought boxing back to an extent to network television? I mean, he's got it on CBS, the big network, NBC, the big network, Fox, the big network, and all the other subsidiaries underneath. But, you know, The powers that be in the world of boxing, GR, they could have done this all along, and they decided to just put the pay-per-view money in their pocket and burn the fans, and now this guy is doing it the other way. And you know what they're saying about him? You know what they're saying about Al Heyman? Quote Bob Arum now. He's paying those guys ridiculous purses. Well, If he's paying a ridiculous person, that sounds good for the fighter. I'm all for the fighter, JR.
Absolutely. You got to take care of the goose, and you get the golden eggs. And if you don't take care of the fighters, it's no different than taking care of the NFL guys. It's no different. Athletes have got to come first because they're what you're selling. And I firmly believe that boxing's on an uptick. I think it's on a resurgence. I think the game itself is looking for new stars and people that we can hang our hats on and become, again, emotionally invested in. And once you can find that emotional investment in any entity, then, you know, hell, more often than not, it becomes a success.
You know, I do boxing, wrestling, and mixed martial arts, all three as far as talk shows are concerned. And I got to ask you, the current crop of wrestling, to me, I come from the territory days. I got to see Roy Shire and Dave Meltzer and I grew up together out here, and Mike Leno and the three of us. We all went to this Cal Palace Cards and Richmond Auditorium and all these different things. So we grew up in a rich, rich territory. Now that the one guy has basically taken over the wrestling game and he sort of like admitted that it was fake and things like that, I think he took away that little bit of sense of, that, well, maybe it isn't fake, or maybe I can believe in it. Because, you know, the bad guys now, JR, the whole thing was back in the day was you hated the bad guys, the villains. The heels aren't there anymore. They're not any real heels anymore. And there's no real chic anymore.
Well, I think you make a very good point as far as the villains in wrestling are concerned. The issue is that in today's world, these young guys, the 20-somethings that are in wrestling, the millennials, if you will, they really haven't grown up with what great wrestling villains were and what made them a villain. And so what I see, and I've been in the wrestling business for over 40 years, and I too enjoy the territory era as far as breaking in and getting my feet on the ground as a fan, the whole nine yards, is that the villains, the young villains today, had rather be cool than be hated. They'd rather work for a pop than work for the heat. So there's a whole philosophical difference in the approach of the game by the performers. And once the performers know that less is actually more and that if they use better psychology, they'll make more money. Maybe the trend that we see now where it's more flying Linda and just high spot, mm-hmm. might revert back to more fundamentally sound, logical in-ring performance.
There were guys, talking about the bad guys of professional wrestling with J.R. Ross, there were guys that came into the arena and they would actually capture an entire arena. The Sheik Ed Farhat was one of them. The Road Warriors were another team that seemed to come into an arena and just capture the entire arena. In other words, everything was going by on their pulse almost. I just don't see that in pro wrestling anymore. And I went to a couple of cards in the last few years trying to get back that groove, J.R., and I just couldn't get it.
Being a wrestling villain is a lost art, my man. It is a lost art. You're right on the money. You named a lot of the greats there. Roy Shire's promotion in San Francisco was amazing, and how he produced his shows. He had great talents. I mean, look, the tag team of Pat Patterson and Ray Stevens,
yes.
would hold up today. They would hold up today as villains or as fan favorites because mm-hmm. they both understood psychology. And they didn't overthink their craft. So I told this to a lot of guys when I was the EVP of talent in WWE and hiring all these guys. You know, I said, man, you got to go back and look. We got a library here. We can give you anything you want from it, just about any era, any talent. Find a talent that you enjoy watching as a performer and a fan, and look at what they do. What makes them unique? And pick a little this out of this guy's game, a little this out of this other guy's game, and make it your own. And anytime I had a chance to say, to a tag team, they're going to be a heel tag team. Hey, look at Patterson and Stevens. Look at what they do. Look at how they integrate their style and how they cheat to gain unfair advantages and do the basic things of cheating, denying, not being culpable for their actions, not having a conscience. You know, all the good stuff, man. And they're just not allowed those guys around anymore.
Interesting. J.R. Ross, I guess he's got a new app out. It's called FITE Fight App. Of course, it shows MMA, pro wrestling, and you got some boxing on there as well. Now, you're covering boxing. You're doing the rest. Are you doing anything with the WWE at all?
No, not right now.
Good, because I can ask, because I wanted to ask you some riveting questions on the WWE, so I just thank you for clearing that up.
No, I can certainly, I follow them. I watch all their programming. I'm still friends of the company. I'm just real busy doing my boxing, doing my podcast, and, yeah. Of course, I told you I'm writing a book, so I'm busy as the damn fruit merchant, and I've kind of reinvented myself at 64 years of age and having the time of my life, thank God.
JR, tell me about the podcast.
Well, you know, I know my target audience. I know that my audience are either current wrestling fans, they have been wrestling fans, guys like you, guys like me that were really involved in it as a fan years ago, kind of faded away a little bit here and there during our life, our adult life, finding other things to captivate our interest. But I know that demographic is there, and I have guests on that talk about being a fan, talk about being in the business, and I've had Ronda Rousey on. I had Michelle Beadle on. They're both big wrestling fans.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk to them about being a wrestling fan, and my audience loves that stuff. I've got a lot of talents on that are active wrestlers today. So I do one show a week. It's called The Ross Report. It's on iTunes. It's a free show. So I talk to a lot of guys and find out about their life. You know, I've got a guest on next week that was drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. He's wrestling now for TNA. He wrestles as Moose, Big Moose. I never heard of a little moose, but Big Moose, Quinn Ojinaka. You find out when you talk to the guy, he never met his father until after he was drafted in the NFL. And while he was growing up, his mother stayed in Nigeria to make a living for him and his brothers who were living with relatives in foster homes in Maryland. So it's a hell of a story. And then the guy just, and now he's in pro wrestling. That's what he's always wanted to do. So it's the Ross Report, and I have great conversations with these folks. And we don't try to, you know, shade away from the wrestling and showbiz, but we talk about their lives, and it's been really compelling. We do about 500,000 downloads a week, and it's growing, and it's like doing a one-hour radio show with very few commercials. I'm just having a blast doing it.
J.R. Ross is our guest, back with more on Sports Byline. More with J.R. Ross scores tomorrow, Sunday, 5 p.m. on No Holds Barred. Coming up, Cesar Gracie, Sports Overnight America. This is the Taco Man.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone. It's just just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
He has done the iconic name Gracie well. I'm talking about Cesar Gracie, of course, from Pleasant Hill, California, trainer extraordinaire, now doing his thing in Potrero Hill. How's the new gym working out, Cesar?
I can't complain. It's awesome. The Potrero Hill gym, Cesar Gracie over there on Dejara Street, San Francisco. It's doing awesome.
You just can't afford to live around there.
Yeah, exactly. It's too expensive.
Let's talk about Nate Diaz and the Stockton slap. Of course, the rematch set for August the 20th. And Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor disrespected Nate Diaz and picking him as an opponent. He thought he could lick him like a stamp. He came in at 170 pounds. Just totally disrespected Nate Diaz. And then Nate Diaz just took him to school. Talk to me about that.
What happened was Conor's opponent pulled out. And I was talking to Nate, and the day that the UFC called him, I literally hung up and they called asking if he would fight Conor McGregor because of the Brazilian guy, Dos Anjos, whatever, pulled out of the fight. Mm-hmm. He got hurt.
Right.
And, you know, he figured Nate was going to be an easy opponent because the fight was in 2 weeks. And he thought, you know, Nate's been running his mouth. And I'll just go, you know. Yeah, he thought because Nate, you know, he'd won that fight in, what was it, Florida?
Yeah.
And Johnson over there, he beat that guy. And then Nate, you know, was like, he wanted the McGregor fight. So McGregor thought, I'll catch this guy when he's out of shape. Problem is, Nate's never really out of shape. He's always running. He's always training. He's always doing something. So that was where McGregor made the mistake.
And, of course, he you know, the 2 weeks' notice and the weight at 170 was more natural to Nate Diaz than it was to Conor McGregor. McGregor was a 145-pound champion.
Absolutely. That was the other big problem. He figured, Nate's going to be fat for this one. He's going to – I mean, he just got everything wrong. Was the problem, and Nate came in a beast.
You know, Cesar. Cesar, I'm sorry. I tried to move up from a junior welterweight as a fighter to welterweight and got spanked because of the weight difference, the class difference as far as size. And you're laughing at me, but I'm serious. I was beating all these guys at welterweight, so I can go to the Nationals. And went to the Nationals, I got spanked. Okay, because they were just too big. You just can't mess around with weight classes. And Conor McGregor to mess around 25 or 30 pounds. Is he out of his mind?
Yeah, he's out of his mind. I saw a quote the other day where Rich Perez was saying that Nate was going into this fight even for closer to 200 pounds. That's what he was cutting down from. So I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, I seriously expect this fight to be quicker than the last one. I really do.
Well, that's because, you know, 9 out of 10 times, you and I know this, when you win the first fight, you've imposed your will on somebody. You've broken somebody's psyche. You've broken them down. There's a significant chance you can do the same thing in a rematch.
Exactly. And McGregor, he's trying to talk again, but there's just nothing behind it. I know he doesn't even believe his own talk. He's, you know, he didn't get to Nate the first fight with the mental games, and this one, it's just Nate. And then, again, Nate wasn't looking even for a rematch. I know because no one gives him a rematch when he loses. And, you know, but he's like, if I got to do this fight, I got to do this fight. I'll just beat this guy again, you know.
How come nobody gives the Diaz brothers, Nate or Nick Diaz, a full camp for a fight? What is this crap where they get called? And no, you're laughing at me, but I'm telling you the truth, man. I mean, every time I look at this, well, we're trying to pull Nick Diaz in the fight, this superstar at the last minute, or Nate Diaz. What is it? Why is it they sell the Diaz brothers short? Because they don't want them to have a full camp, huh?
I think the fighters are the ones that are doing it, though. You know, they don't want to have a full camp. I saw, you know, people don't know what you're talking about with Nick. It's the Tyrone Woodley thing, right? Where he calls him out for a fight this month. It's like you just have a few weeks, basically. And just to go back a little bit, you know, we're talking Strikeforce. Woodley was fighting there, and they were trying to set up a match between him and Nick on two different occasions, and Woodley said no to both fights, just to make the record clear. And now he's trying to call Nick out in a few weeks also. It's crazy.
Well, to set the record clear, and I've said this before, I used to do television in Tijuana, which meant I was hanging out at bars late at night. We'd go down there once a month for like 3 days and do TV on a Saturday night, and we'd party and have the good stuff and like walk home through the Tijuana streets like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And sometimes it got a little scary, okay? It's even scarier nowadays. But then in the 90s and 2000, it was really scary. But I have said this. I would rather walk down the streets of Tijuana with the Diaz brothers than I would to have two heavyweights like Fabrice Verdum and Cain Velasquez with me. That's just the way I feel about it. I mean, they get pound for pound. They're real, bro.
No, for sure. You know, those are both those guys. And, you know, they're just they're tough as nails, and they're not going to quit on you is the thing. They're in for the fight, and you're going to have to basically kill them to stop them. So that's the problem you're going to have when you pick a fight with those guys.
Okay, so what about the money? The UFC is paying fighters. If you looked at it this way, let's try to figure out the money this way. I'll make it real simple for fans out there and mathematic non-geniuses like me. If you had $100, you brought in $100 for an entire fight, mm-hmm. and made $100, and you paid the fighters only $12 to $15, and you're keeping 85% or 85 bucks out of the 100, that's worse than a pimp and whore relationship.
What those guys are doing, and you know, who's talking about, was it Mark Hunt, right, is out there like really putting this in the front burner and everything, but I totally agree with you. I mean, Nick and Nate are getting paid decent money now, probably not as much as they would like, and you know, obviously they're worth more than they're getting paid. But there's these people that I know that go into the UFC, and they go broke being in there, because after they pay their training camps and the, you know, the percentage to their managers or whoever, you know, training partners, it almost costs them money to fight. And the UFC is just, they don't care. They make all the money. And, you know, these guys are getting their heads banged day in, day out for these guys. And something's not right. Something's got to give.
$4.2 billion with the UFC sold for. I think that was a bit of a sham. I can't see the UFC being worth $4.2 billion. Can you?
Is that what it was? $4.2
billion.
Billion. Billion. Billion dollars.
That's that 4,000. That's four. Caesar, that's $4,200 million.
Wow. That's incredible. Yeah, I know for sure. I don't know what it's worth. I don't, you know, we don't know how much money they're not a public company. So, you know, what they're making, everything. There's definitely room for growth, but I think they, believe it or not, I think they got out at the right time. I really do. Because there's going to be a lot of issues coming up now, and they're not going to catch the tail end of those issues. The issues, what you touched upon, with maybe a fighters union or something where they can't rip these fighters off anymore.
Well, you know,
going to cut into revenues.
Well, how can an independent contractor be forced to wear a uniform? And in the case of some fighters like Brendan Schaub, he was selling his trunks and his advertising for like $100,000 a fight. They took that away from him, said he had to wear the Reebok gear, and he's making $5,000. What kind of crap is that?
It's ridiculous, man. Make no mistake about it. The UFC is about it. It's a huge monopoly. A lot of the stuff they do is completely illegal. They pay off a lot of politicians. You know, I'm not even going to get into too much the Muhammad Ali Act and everything else that screwed over all these guys, right? And they've been getting away with it because these fighters don't have the money to rise up and to do the class action lawsuits and everything like that, or to take on the UFC. They don't want to be punished and barred from fighting. So, you know, they're not doing it. But I think the tide is changing. I do.
Okay. Well, the Ali Act, when it was enacted, of course, by Senator John McCain, originally was supposed to help straighten out boxing. But think about this. Since it was enacted in 1996, went into full gear in 2000, they have not found one prosecutable offense in the world of boxing. There was all those fixed fights I reported, and other people sent in stuff about, you know, chicanery and boxing. There's never been one case forwarded to the United States Attorney General by the Association of Boxing Commission. So they're a toothless organization. There's no discipline. They're nothing.
They're nothing. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. I believe they can't hold you to like a you know, the whole championships clause and everything. There were certain things they couldn't force you to do. And the UFC, they completely negate that whole avenue of thinking. So I don't know. I mean, I just know that a lot of the stuff that UFC, it's been like a mafia out there, what they've done, you know. And the new owners, I don't know what's going to happen with them, how they're going to run the business? Are they going to be hands-on? Are they going to be hands-off? Is Dana White going to take over even more? I mean, these are things that a lot of fighters are asking, and they don't know what's going on with it.
Okay. Before I let you go, you've been involved with a lot of personalities as far as training and managing fighters are concerned. How do you deal with all the different personalities? I mean, Nate Diaz, Nick Diaz, the different, I mean, Gilbert Melendez, these guys are all different breeds. How do you deal with mixed martial artists with different personalities like that?
It's not easy for sure. You know, you're going to have your bumps in the road. My thing, I've always wanted to spread the art of jiu-jitsu, and I think I did that. As far as managing is concerned, I mean, it's kind of almost like babysitting. A lot of these guys, you know, you mentioned some of these guys, you mentioned, you know, they've never even had a job in their lives, you know, not a real job. They started fighting when they were 15, 16 years old, and it's weird. It's a weird, you know, it's a weird little dichotomy. It's kind of a interesting thing. You just kind of have to, like, get into their world. Like, with the Diaz, I spent a lot of time in Stockton when I was managing those guys and just kind of babysit. Literally, you're babysitting, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it's just, you know, everyone's different. You have to take a different approach to everybody.
Okay, did Nate Diaz really slap Dana White? Was it a real deal?
You know what? I saw that. I mean, it was obviously staged.
Okay.
But, you know, I think Dana thought that would bring a – Dana never really liked Nate. He didn't want to pay him. I would go into negotiations, and other people, even after me, would go in. And he just never thought Nate was a commodity. And then after the McGregor thing, he's like, oh, my God. The funny thing is all the other guys are falling out. The Jones, Bones Jones, you know, and who else? Someone else just popped.
Lesnar. Lesnar's done.
Lesnar, man. So you got all these guys. They're big money makers. Where's Ronda Rousey? You know, I like Ronda, but, you know, she's got her own little – I'm not saying she's on steroids. What I'm saying is, you know, she's not fighting.
She's trying to console her sperm donor, Travis Brown.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he got annihilated in that last fight. I mean, they're both coming off losses. That's got to be a positive household to live in.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that all of a sudden Dana's backtracking, and now he's giving Nate everything he wants, and he's trying to, like, okay, this guy – shows up to fight, and Nick's the same way, you know what I mean? He's problematic, whatever, but he's going to put on a show, and fans love that. So all of a sudden, the guys that were the poster boys for bad behavior were on the outs, now they're on the in because the other guys all fell out.
You can find Cesar Gracie on Twitter at Cesar Gracie BJJ. Bottom line is, you're a class act. I love you so much. Best of luck to you with the Diaz fight, and continued success, my friend.
All right, thank you, bro. Take care.
The great Cesar Gracie on Sports Byline.
You know, everyone has their moment of picking themselves off the floor, and I'd gone through several of mine, but no one had actually seen me go through it, and maybe I just had to be that example of picking myself off the floor for everyone, and maybe that's what I'm meant for.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Works for me.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
Saturday, 56 and a half minutes past the hour. The Taco Man is in the house. The Sports Byline Grill here in San Francisco, California. The second of 2 hours here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live on iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com. I can keep going, but the bottom line is we only got a couple minutes left in the show. But before I go to my guys, I do want to mention this. Zach, did you like the way I cut the network president's son off there in hour number one?
Oh, yeah, that was a great one, Taco. I really enjoyed that.
I thought you would. Dominic, you want to weigh in on that one, buddy?
Expect a certified letter in the mail.
Oh, God. Another one?
Yep.
Okay. No, let's bounce back on this one. Zachary, tell me something I don't know.
Clayton Kershaw of the Los Angeles Dodgers, you may have heard of that guy. He bought 200 bottles of Johnny Walker Blue for the Rams to welcome them to L.A.
Way to go. 91,000 people there. Of course, the L.A. franchise, hotter than any franchise in the world of football right now. Do you think they are going to be the hottest franchise in football, Dominic? You see them overtaking the Raiders maybe and selling memorabilia?
Yeah, I think so, at least in the early going. If they get off to a slow start, you have to wonder if the L.A. fan base will hang on with the team, though.
Okay, Dominic, now it's your turn. Tell me something I don't know.
Okay, so
besides
one,
I'm fired.
Yeah, well, you already knew that.
Let's see.
Number one tennis player in the world, Novak Djokovic, was upset in the first round of the Olympics. But what most people don't know is his opponent, Juan Martín Del Potro of Argentina, actually got stuck in an elevator for 40 minutes before his match, and he escaped that, and then he went on to upset Djokovic.
Good thing he's not claustrophobic. Now, question for you guys, $64,000 question. I'll go to you first, Dominic. Is Michael Phelps the greatest athlete of all time?
I've been seeing this a lot lately. I'm going to say no to the greatest athlete of all time, but he's
okay. Then if he isn't, who is?
I think LeBron James, just pure athleticism. I think LeBron James might be the greatest athlete of all time.
Ooh, what about the greatest, Zach? Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, or I mean, Michael Jordan's up there. You know, I think Michael Phelps is in the top five, though.
Jamarcus Russell up there, Dominic?
Absolutely not.
Good enough. You know what? You guys are really solid tonight. I had a great time. Of course, without you, listen, I surround myself with two geniuses. Actually, three of them. He's on the other side of the glass. But two geniuses each and every Saturday night. I'm telling you, Zach Attack, Dominic, you guys are the best that the sports world has to offer. There's no doubt about it. And I'm so glad that I've got you guys with me. Johnny Taco would be nothing without his All-Stars. And you know that especially, Dominic, don't you?
Of course. This entire show would be nothing without me. The entire network would be nothing.
The entire net might be the truth. Scott Cuddy, thank you so much for
pulling things down here tonight, of course, on the Sports Byline broadcast. His claim to fame, him and Alex Rodriguez, they both slept with Madonna. Zach Attack, you have a good week, man. You and Jasmine enjoy things this week. It's nice and hot down there in L.A. Live it up, baby.
All right. Have a great rest of the week, Taco Man. We'll see you later.
Until next time, this is the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.